many ways, the personal experience during the hurricane can be likened to the structure of an audience at a football game. Many people watch it on television, insulated from the direct experience, in safe surroundings, a comfortable chair, and plenty to eat and drink. Others will be in the stadium, feeling the electric atmosphere and sensory impressions as an eyewitness. And then there are the players, who know the intimate and intricate details of the game as only a participant can. The reporters here this morning are those players, here to tell us, the observers from a distance, what they saw, did, felt, heard, smelled, touched, and otherwise witnessed. Moderating this discussion is Times-Picayune features editor James O'Byrne, who has been on the staff since 1981, and if you do the math quickly, you'll realize that's 25 years. During the storm, he was instrumental in establishing the satellite facility for the paper in Baton Rouge so that publication of the news could continue in spite of severe flooding at the offices in New Orleans. He will introduce the other three members of the panel as they share their stories. Your questions and comments, which will be a big part of this morning session, will be welcomed at the end of their presentation. So now I'd like to turn it over to James O'Byrne.
Thank you, John. It's a privilege to be here this morning. Anniversary doesn't seem like quite the right word, does it? We really have to come up with another word. I am privileged to be on a panel with a group of such esteemed journalists, and as I introduce them, you will discover, and as we speak this morning, you will discover to some degree how esteemed they really are. To my immediate left is Doug McCash, the art critic for the paper Before the Storm, which doesn't really describe, none of our titles Before the Storm really describe what we did during the storm and have done after the storm. As for most of you in this room, our lives have changed quite dramatically. But Doug was the first reporter to reach the edge of Lakeview on Monday afternoon a year ago today. And I know that because I was with him. And I think he was stayed a couple of steps in front of me so he could claim the title of first reporter to Lakeview the entire time. And we spent the day reporting in Lakeview, as he will talk about in a little bit. On Tuesday morning, when we flooded the newspaper on our trucks in advance of the rising water with about 10 minutes to spare and headed to the West Bank, when an insane and not entirely rational editor decided to grab a truck and head back into the city with a crew of volunteers, Doug was one of the people who volunteered to be on that truck. And so he came back across the bridge on Tuesday morning as the city devolved into chaos. And he spent, I think, the longest stint of any one of the reporters in the city, continuously unbroken for several weeks without a break, which was difficult to do in the city of New Orleans during that time as a reporter writing news. He is smart and brave and true, and I would follow him anywhere. To Doug's left is Manuel Torres. Manuel was, as far as I know, the first reporter to reach the Lower Ninth Ward. Some photographers preceded him there on Monday afternoon, and he will talk about that experience. Manuel became the St. Bernard bureau chief about 2 weeks before the storm, which means he holds the record for the shortest stint as a bureau chief in Times-Picayune history, since his bureau and his parish were wiped out, as was his new home in St. Bernard, by the way. And Manuel is also responsible when we got to Baton Rouge. Manuel was on my truck. We're truck mates. And when we got to Baton Rouge, he had the unenviable task of, within 24 hours, acquiring 30 rental cars for a newspaper that desperately needed transportation and had no way to operate without them in a town that had no rental cars. Now, I think Manuel might have made a few phone calls and told a few lies about how much power and influence he had to get those trucks. And I think he threw our publisher, Ashton Phelps's name around a lot with Avis. But he is also smart and brave and true, and I would be honored to share a foxhole with him at any time. And finally, on the end, David Meeks, who was the sports editor before the storm, now the city editor, is that insane editor who decided to take a truck and head back into the city with a group of volunteers. When the storm hit, David had a lot of joy in my professional life. That is to say, it was the day where I felt my very best as a journalist. Monday, August 29, 2005, was also the worst day of my personal life, when the reporting that I did also informed me that my home and my neighborhood and my city were destroyed beyond measure. This is the conundrum that all of us at the TP deal with every day, reporting on the story of our lives while living the struggle of our lives that so many of you in this room also live. We're going to start at the beginning, and Doug's going to talk to us about Monday afternoon, the day that we arrived in Lakeview. Doug?